Hello out there to my crown ones. This is Crown Riri and you're listening to the Crown Talk Podcast. On this podcast, I share my life experiences, my crown moments. That's when your heart and your crown aligns to motivate and inspire you to continue to wear your crown regardless how heavy it feels. Please visit crownones.com, crownones_COM on Instagram and Crown Ones Facebook group for positive affirmation quotes and daily reminders by me that you are crowned. As always, don't forget your crown, and don't forget your crown. Enjoy the show.
Hey, what's happening? My name is Kevin Gates, and these are my top five lessons for self-improvement. And right now, you tuned into The Fatal.
I approve this message. Vote for me.
Number five is being honest with yourself. The key to happiness is holding yourself accountable for everything that goes on within your control. Whenever you're being honest with yourself, you focus on existing. You're no longer the center of attention or the conductor of the train. You have become the couch. You have put yourself in the place of an observer. And a lot of times when you're the conductor of the train, you can't see what's going on the caboose. You know what the fuck to do. You need to do it. The answer lies within, not externally. Do it. Number four is knowing what you want. In order to get what you want, you have to know what you want. You have to discipline yourself and align yourself to achieve these goals. Why accept failure when success is free? That's my focus. So me being goal-oriented, I'm going to align myself and put myself in situations that are productive and not counterproductive toward me reaching my goal, whatever it is.
Hello out there to all of my crown ones. I haven't said that in a long time, friend. I'm incorporating you in the show.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
One, two. Okay, cool. I'm back on.
Okay.
I had muted myself. I'm sorry.
No, don't do that, friend. No. Okay, the reason why I'm here is because my friend is holding me accountable. Yes. So hello out there to all my crown ones. This is a crown talk a mini moment. Reason why it's a mini moment is because I am full-time student. Excuse that. Sorry, guys. A full-time student and a full-time worker. Yeah. So I've been really wanting to go back to creating content for crownones.com and the Crown Talk podcast. So what I can do is give you guys a crown talk mini moment. And also a new segment called Riri's Recommendations, because in the midst of me working and going to school, I watch TV and get my crown moments from there sometimes. So we'll have that too. Alrighty, so let's get into it. So Crown Talk Mini Moment is about accountability. A for accountability, right, friend?
Yeah.
Yes. My friend, my co-host, artist, producer, owner of the NPN Network, actor. Am I missing anything, friend?
I don't know. All of it.
All
of the above.
Check the box at the bottom. He is here with me today again to hold me accountable to make sure that I am doing what I love, which is creating content for crownones.com.
Indeed.
So three things that you can do to hold yourself accountable. The first one is plan ahead. My thing is always to write it out and make it plain. When I used to work in office, I would use sticky notes on my desk, not for work. That was just me, my atmosphere. But it was for my creative thoughts for Crown Ones in a Crown Talk podcast. At the time, I think it was the AA meeting I was doing too. And it was like these sticky notes that I have while I'm working, but then I would come home and like put everything together and I would create. In the middle of transitioning to working at home, I kind of fell off on that because you're home. So... did that happen to you, friend, when you started working at home? Like, certain things you didn't do?
Yeah, for sure. It was funny because I was talking about that yesterday with my homie.
Mm-hmm.
Because he moved into a new space. Shouts out to AMP. But he was saying how... well, I was telling him how when I'm home,
mm-hmm.
I had everything that I could do to create. Right. Everything. I had built up here, everything. Like, to the point where I'm like, I didn't really... need anybody, so to say. I could do whatever. Set up the camera, record a album, podcast, DJ, mix, all this other stuff.
Right.
that work was like stalling. But as soon as I moved outside of my house and had a spot.
Yeah. Just like that?
Yeah.
I think it's like you just get comfortable. Like, I can do it later because it's right there. It's not like you don't have to like come back to it sometimes. Yeah, it's right. Like, oh, I'll do it later. Well, that was me anyway, because I bought more equipment to try to fulfill that void. And I was like, I'm not even using equipment I already have.
And you felt yourself trying to buy new equipment? Like,
yeah. Yeah, like, yes, let's get headphones. Yes, let's get a microphone. It's like, sis, you have 3 microphones. Mm-hmm. You're not using those either. So.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, it was trying to fill a void. So, yes, write it down and make it plain and make sure that you stick with that. Again, I use sticky notes. If my friend can look to his right, you can see all my sticky notes on my computer. horrible. But they work for me because I put them together and I write down everything. So, yes, again, write it down, make it plain. I learned that in church as well. When you write it down, you can see it. You can see where you started and where you end up at. Mm-hmm. Second thing, have someone to hold you accountable. This is why my friend is here.
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed.
I don't like to ask people for help, but I realize if you say, can you hold me accountable, it's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm not struggling, but I'm not there yet.
Right.
So.
I feel like, well, real quick, I feel like, I tell people a lot, I'm like, I want to hold people accountable, but I don't want to come off like the...
Get your ass together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I understand when it comes to tone and how to talk to people.
Yeah.
And you never know where people are at.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of allow people to ask you for the accountability. And it's an honor to be asked for accountability because, I mean, I would think that you asked me because you know that I'm up on my stuff.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Yeah. I actually wrote that down.
Yeah?
Oh, okay. I did. I was like, why would I not ask my friend for accountability? Like, he has like all his shit together.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. No problem. But yes, make sure it's somebody that wants to see you grow and is investing in you, not financially. No pyramid schemes. Mm-hmm. making a triangle is a pyramid. but somebody that is like emotionally just rooting for you, motivational wise, just want to see you grow. If you can't find somebody in that circle, then you may want to reshape your friends. Right. You got my bar friend circle shapes.
Yep.
Yeah. So my mixtape is on the way. it's coming out right next to Kendrick's. We'll talk about that later. But yes. So this is the second thing. Have someone to hold you accountable. Again, my friend is meeting me halfway because I have everything written down. Mm-hmm. And when I reached out to him, my idea was already there. So at least have like 85% of your stuff together for someone to hold you accountable. Not 45.
Right.
That means they're carrying you.
Right.
We don't need that.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's funny, you gotta watch who, because you'll be in an accountability situation,
mm-hmm.
and not even know that you're in it.
Yeah.
So, because people would be like, hey, could you help me with this? And the next thing you know, you helping like their life.
Their life.
And then they get mad at you because you'd be like, I can't do this, or, you know, I gotta take care of this. And
boundaries.
They're like, nah, you're supposed to be doing this for me. And it's like, yeah, the boundaries for sure.
Or the code is, I thought you had that. That's no.
Right. Or they have like this little attitude.
Yeah.
You could just sniff the attitude off them.
Could you say no?
Do you feel privileged? Like, yeah.
So. Entitled, maybe?
Entitled, yeah.
No, not here. Yeah. So yes, make sure you yourself is accountable for yourself, at least having, I'll say 85%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about a person has 15%?
Yep.
If they look like they're holding the 85 and you're only doing 15%, you're not holding yourself accountable.
Right.
And you're probably not going to have a friend.
Right.
Sooner or later.
Yeah.
You're like, did they block me? Yes, they did. All 15% of you.
Exactly. Take that 50% and give away.
Right. Okay, and my last one is celebrate every milestone. I'm learning how to celebrate myself with me going to school, and I don't think I sit on my platform getting straight A's so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's like unrealistic to me, but I know it's like my grades. It belongs to me. Mm-hmm. And I work my ass off. So yes, celebrate every milestone. After this recording is released, I will have a drink or play a song or however you celebrate yourself.
Right.
Yes. Do your shoulder bop. Sip wine, have cheesecake, take a nap. Nap now as you get older is a celebration.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get used to that, friend.
Take a nap?
Yes.
Me too.
Even though the naps are like, in my mind, I'm like, I need to take a nap before like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Because mm-hmm.
I feel like if I take it after 3, it's going to be the worst. But I do feel like rejuvenated.
Yeah.
When I just take like a quick hour just to lay my body down and then come back up.
Do you not touch your phone? That's where my naps ends.
I keep the phone by me for my alarm.
Gotcha.
But I put it down mm-hmm. and I mentally get away from it.
That's the part I'm trying to learn.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, I'm taking a nap and I would watch TV and scroll through my phone for like 45 minutes. And that would be my nap.
But do you at least feel rested when you come out of that mode?
It depends on what social media site I'm on.
Okay.
If it's like Facebook and it's like, I don't know, a man-hating post.
Yeah.
Or if it's Tishina Arnold asks that question about black men and masculinity. Mm. Yeah, that was kind of draining. Mm. I said, let me get out of here. Mm. Ish. Mm. But yes, celebrate yourself for your milestone. Celebrate to Tishina Arnold for just asking that question and putting herself out there. Mm. But that's for flies for the culture. Yep.
That's why I'm kind of quiet. So when y'all finish listening to this,
yes,
definitely go over to the Flies for the Culture podcast.
Yes. Yes.
We will
talk about that.
Ooh, talk about accountability. Ooh,
shoot. Was it? Yeah, because she was holding herself accountable, trying to. Her best. Mm. Her best. Mm. So, yeah. So just going over it again, how to make yourself accountable or just helping yourself do what you would love to do during these times where people are transitioning back to working in the office. Thank God that's not me. My boss asked me, I was like, I'm good, sis. and everybody's trying to like come back outside. So with all that trying to catch up to seeing people over the past 2 years, traveling, working, just don't forget to hold yourself accountable to do what you love. It might not be creating content. It might be making shirts or doing an arts and craft hobby, putting together a puzzle, like whatever you love to do. Mm-hmm. Make sure you hold yourself accountable because at the end of the day, that's what really matters. It's like if you're drained out, at least you did something that you loved at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I have to remember that myself. Kind of be like, oh, sis, I'm tired. But yesterday I moved my furniture around and it felt good to do. So yes, hold yourself accountable. Again, plan ahead. Just write it down, make it plain.
Yeah. Write it down too.
Write it down.
It's a difference. I mean, listen, it works sometimes when you put it in your phone, but
pen and paper,
writing it down.
It is
I'm okay. telling you, it will lock with you a lot harder and you'll be reminded of it.
Yes.
You'll be reminded of it, especially when you sit down and like look through the book. Mm-hmm. You can be like, damn, I wrote that like 2 months ago. Oh, yes. Let me get to it. Yeah.
Listen, I have a big Tupperware of all my high school poems that I used to write. Mm-hmm. I still have them with me. And like just stuff that I wrote down just to like, I guess back then there were affirmations, but I didn't know there were. But yes, write it down. Pen and paper. It's okay.
Pen and paper.
Yes. Because we get on our phones, we think about writing it down, and then we're on the shade room.
Right.
Or on Twitter.
Right.
Or somebody's in your DM. Mm-hmm. Asking you, do you want to be a sugar mama? Or do you need a sugar daddy?
Ooh. Like,
this is, he in the wrong inbox. So, and then he asked me like, why I didn't want a sugar daddy. I was like, moving on. So
right.
Plan ahead, have someone hold you accountable. Not everybody gonna have a friend like Mr. LP. It's okay. Because he's not friends with everybody. He's in my bars.
She is right about that, boy.
Yes. Introverts.
Right.
But yes, again, if you can't find anybody to hold you accountable, not depend on, but hold you accountable, maybe go outside of your friend circle. Mm-hmm. Get to know the person first, not be like, hey, can you hold me accountable? I don't know you.
Right.
Like, you know, that's not how you make new friends. And the last thing, celebrate every milestone. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate your accomplishments, whether they are big or small. Celebrate yourself. Twitter tells us that we have to be a certain way and we have to reach a certain goal. We don't know them people. We don't know them at all.
Right.
So yeah, celebrate yourself. That is my Crown Talk mini moment. And right quick, it's my Riri recommendations because I love watching TV. So I would say check out Julia on HBO Max. It's about Julia Childs, the chef. Okay. It's really good because...
The vegan?
No. This is like the older lady.
Okay.
You talking about the vegan on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a scammer. But yeah. Watch that too. Yeah. Did you watch it?
Yes.
Wasn't it good?
That's tragic. It was good, but it was tragic.
I'm going to say this because this is my platform. I honestly believe sometimes our blackness helps us not be scammers because we can't afford to be it.
It's something out there, but with a scammer, it's just...
But I don't have $40,000 to give you. Like, I would never have that.
Right.
I'm kind of funny with my $50.
Shit. With 20.
Right. Like, I saw you 2 weeks ago. Where my $20 at? Like.
Right.
Yeah, so. But yes, check out Mr. Al P's recommendation. What is it called? Sorry. The vegan? No, it's fine.
What's it called, vegan? Oh.
It's vegan something.
Yeah, I find it.
Type it vegan in your Netflix box.
Right.
And it will come up. Hopefully you don't have any commercials, but that's a different story. I don't know what they're doing with that. Yeah.
I'm willing to pay if that's the case.
Listen, the only commercial I can take is Hulu right now.
It's called Bad Vegan.
Yes, Fame, Bad Vegan.
Fame, Fraud, Fugitives.
Yes. So Check that out too. Because that's an example of no accountability. At all.
Yo, they got caught with a pizza.
I mean,
like, out of all things.
All things.
A goddamn pizza.
A pizza. So yeah, check that out too. And then check out Julia on HBO Max. Again, it's just about the accountability positively wise because she's investing in herself to create her own TV show of cooking, which is like a first back then, like in the 1960s or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So check that out. Niles from Frasier is on there, which I love Frasier. So I was excited to see him. Also, check out the TV show Woke. Oh, I love it because it's about what happens when you're too woke. Or when you think you're too woke and you need to like calm down.
Yeah.
So those my reread recommendations. Again, I just wanted to reach out there to all my crown was out there. I am here. I am present. My crown is here. I've been working. My friend knows how sometimes I'd be like, friend, this is a lot going on over here. but I wanted to make sure that I still create my content for you guys because that is how I started podcasting, which has been like 4 years now that I've been in the podcasting world. Mm. So to forsake that, it would be a no-no for me. And this is what God told me to do before I started going to school and school and everything else. So again, out there to my crown ones, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for pressing play. Mr. LP, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
I was here for the accountability, but I didn't know I was going to be like talking. But that's cool, though.
I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
Thank you.
I don't mind at all.
I would have you be on mute and you're in the house to sit here. That would have been weird.
No, not.
Oh, okay. Not here. So thank you so much to all my Crown Ones. Please check out crownones.com. I will be putting out new content.
Please check out crownones.com. Yes. Crownones.com.
Even the content on there is still fresh because it's evergreen.
Evergreen, baby. Correct. Evergreen.
Yes. Yeah, so please check out Book and Bloom and also Conversation Sundays is coming back. Check that out as well. And this is a new blog post I have. And check out on Instagram, crownones_COM. Yes, if you have not checked it out, check it out and follow. I will be posting more often. Getting better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have like a week between this semester and next semester. 5 days.
Make them 5 days work.
I am.
At least take two of those days and do content. The other 3 days, relax.
Okay.
And actually speaking, if you mentally think about it, I know we're closing, but
sure.
You can really take like 4 to 6 hours in a day.
Yeah.
And make content.
This is why you're holding me accountable.
And then take the rest of the days to relax.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm learning how to do that too. So
it's so hard. Once you start, it's like hard to stop.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then be here when I get back.
Right. Yeah. So. But at least get the meat down.
Right.
Right.
And then worry about the potatoes later.
Yep.
So my mixtape is coming out. It's on the way.
Yeah.
Right next to Kendrick. thank you again to all of our crowns out there. Thank you for pressing play and thank you for listening to Crown Talk. And don't forget you are crowned and don't forget your crown. Thank you. Thank you once again for pressing play and listening to the Crown Talk podcast. Hope this episode and every episode inspired you to be a greater crown individual and not to take your crown moments for granted. This episode was produced by Mr. Al Peet. Please visit MrAlPeet.com and MPNLLC.com to listen to Mr. Al Peet's podcast and other cool adults in the MPN neighborhood. Please visit and subscribe to CrownOnes.com.
please follow CrownOnesCM on Instagram and CrownOnes Facebook group to stay current on new episodes and new blog posts by me or other featured bloggers. Don't forget you are crowned, and don't forget your crown. Thank you.